Thulasizwe Simelane on SAFM.
6 minutes to eight here on the Morning Brief. Let's turn to this story. After weeks of near incessant rains, Gauteng's Vaal Dam was reported at just over 92% full on Sunday. That level was a full 10 percentage points up from the dam's levels the previous Monday, underscoring just how much rain fell in the catchment area over the past week. But do communities living around the dam have cause for concern? Not if the Department of Water and Sanitation's word is anything to go by, the Minister Phemima Jordina assuring communities that the dam's sluice gates are up to standard and would only be opened to release water after communities have been given prior information. Let's speak now to Karen Bosman, who is the owner and director of Karen Bosman Sustainable Solutions. Good morning and thank you for your time. So there's this talk of the word is overflow. What's the basis of this concern around overflow, and is it a valid concern?
Good morning, Thulasizwe. A dam, when it's full, is designed to overflow because the water has to go somewhere. And I do not really understand where the concern about overflow comes from, because that is, in a dry country South Africa, One of the three most beautiful things one can see is an overflowing dam. Mm-hmm. Dams are designed to overflow. They have sluice gates that release the water when it wants to overtop. Some dams are designed to overtop, but sometimes dams are designed to release through sluice gates. And it is absolutely spectacular to see this all the sluice gates open on the Vaal Dam. I think it's been a very long time since all the sluice gates were open. But the sluice gates are open in a number that is sufficient to then bring the levels down that the water is released. Now, for communities living around the dam, if you follow building regulations and bylaws, mm-hmm. you would not live in what we refer to as a 1-in-100-year floodline. Now, a 1-in-100-year floodline is the level that the water will reach if we have a storm event or the amount of rain that happens once every 100 years. So it is statistical probability that this is the height the water will rise if we have a major 1-in-100-year intensity event. Mm. And if people are not building inside those 1-in-100-year floodlines, then they have nothing to worry about. People don't necessarily always follow the law.
Yeah.
And then they build inside the 1-in-100-year floodline, so even in the 1-in-50-year floodline areas, and then we do see structures getting damaged. But that is the regulations and laws standing that say stay outside of the 1-in-100-year floodline has been in place for a very long time.
So as far as you can observe at the moment, the sluice gates have had to be opened at this point. Are they fully open, or is it just to merely control? Yeah.
No, they haven't been opened yet.
Okay, not yet.
The dam, they will only be opened once the dam reaches 100%.
Sure, I see.
Currently, the dam is at 90%. And so when the dam reaches 100%, say 98, 99, then maybe one sluice gate will open. And then it depends on how fast the inflow comes in as how many sluice gates eventually will open.
Yeah.
But no, the sluice gates has not been opened yet. And what the minister told us is they have checked them and they are in working order. So it means that they will be able to open when the time comes.
How important is that the sluice gates should be in working order? I don't believe that this is a system that you randomly check. You should be able to check it, I imagine, but I don't think perhaps you would be able to check it as frequently as you would want until you need to open the sluice gates. How important is it that at the point at which the department makes the decision to open them, they have the desired effect on the dam levels?
Well, the every large dam in the country has got what we call a operating plan for the dam. And that operating plan for the dam includes when the sluice gates has to be checked. And then we also have dam safety engineers who are independent from the department. And they go around and do dam safety inspections. And these inspections must be done for large dams once every year. And then the dam safety inspector, the dam safety engineer's report will then have to be implemented to address potential concerns or problem with the mechanisms or the structure of the dam.
So is there a need, you know, should we reach that point where the sluice gates need to be opened? Is there a need, Karen, to give prior warning to communities, given what you outlined around, you know, if people follow the building regulations, etc., there should be no reason to be concerned. Is there a need then to give prior warning before sluice gates are opened?
Well, I think that the department informs people that the sluice gates are open because it is a spectacular sight to see. And I remember as a child when the notices came out, the dam is going to sluice gates open. My dad would load all of us in the car and with a picnic basket, and we would go watch the sluice gates being opened, because apart from watching the Springboks win in a leopard in Kruger National Park, it's one of the three most spectacular things one can see is sluice gates opening in a large dam like the Vaal Dam. It's really beautiful.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for that. That's Karen Bosman, who is the owner and director of Karen Bosman Sustainable Solutions.